Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. Dawn is the founder of Hidden Profit Academy. She's a full professor of business at King's College. She's the award-winning author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. That's a book I've encouraged you to have in your possession since it came out, since we helped her launch it back in the day. She's our good friend, Dawn. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Hey, Dawn, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, way before COVID, way before the pandemic, is that when it comes to meeting customer expectations for online, their online expectations, you don't have to win the race with Amazon, but you do have to be in the race.
And
so that means that if you're a little bitty hole in the wall boutique, and people who buy things from you are going to have to come in and touch it. They're going to have to try it on to see if it fits. It's beautiful, but it's to see if it fits even, and to look around. They want to do that for the experience. They're still going to want to see what you offer. The night before they come in there, they're going to want to go to your website and look at it and see what you've got. I mean, they're just going to want to do that, aren't they?
That's exactly. Okay, so, Jim, let's think about our behavior, all of our behavior right now, okay? Whenever we're interested in buying anything, which is the first thing we do, we collect data online. Even if we're going to go into a physical store, which is not that easy to do these days, right? We go online, and we begin to gather data so that we can begin to sort through what are our options and what's the best option for my particular use. So I have a very good friend of mine who teaches Excel classes. His name is Mike Rumchak, and he's like world-class at this. And the investment bankers were flying this guy all over the world to teach Excel classes to their new hires.
Right.
He was earning about $2,000 a day. And I said, this is 5 years ago, I said, why aren't you putting your courses online?
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you're not online, you're not in business. So he was registering his face-to-face courses online, but his courses themselves were not online. So here's an interesting statistic. 46% of small businesses do not even have a web presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's about half.
They haven't even claimed their Manta or the any of the other positions that are made for them. They're already there. They just haven't filled them out. They haven't even done that.
Yeah, they haven't even done that. Or the worst case where you have a very fragmented online presence. So they'll find your brand in one location that looks like something, and they find it someplace else and it looks like something else. And so You have this very fragmented presence, and it causes a lot of confusion. And if you want to destroy your brand, create confusion online. That's like a playbook on how to do it, right?
It's just like culture in your business. And it's just like your brand. If you have a brand, you have a culture, you have an online image. The question is, are you in charge of it, or is it being left to the world? And if you're being left to the world, that means you're out of business.
Well, either you're out of business, or the other thing that's going on, Jim, is people can't find you. If you're not optimizing, if you don't have what I call keyword magnets, right?
And local, you're not optimized for local search.
That's exactly right. And we have to work beyond geographic boundaries in this world. The truth of the matter is this trending was happening long before the virus hit, okay? It was. What the virus has done is it has mandated that we get our act together online, because if we don't, we won't survive at all. So the first thing is you have to have a web presence. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It just has to be clear and consistent and optimized. Mm-hmm. And then if you have
almost none of that costs any money.
Very, very little. There are free websites. There are, you know, or...
It does take some time. It does take some elbow grease. And you can probably get a professional to do it for $1,000 or so. Hey, Dawn, I got to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more. Folks, Dawn teaches this.
Okay.
She teaches this stuff. And so we're going to get her to teach us some more about it after the break. 20 till. This is part of pivoting. You hear people talk about pivoting? You want to pivot? This is what you got to do. There is no pivoting without online in 2020. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.